Tuesday, right? Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
18th day of April 2023. We'll bid you welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. So it's been quite an interesting development in the political space in Nigeria. Elections have come, they've gone, supplementary elections held. There are other elections to be had this year. I think Imo election is later in November, Abby. Okay. I don't know when Kogi election will be. I don't know whether it's still this year or not. I can't say, you know, to be very specific now. But I know Imo is in November. But whatever it is, there is a constant argument as to how politics is being played in Nigeria, by extension in Africa as a whole. We have this, what we call, it's a floating program. It's a floater here on Nigeria Info. We call it Voice Note, where we pick voices of influential people, notable personalities that speak to general interest stories. It could be politics, it could be advocacy, it could be anything, as long as it's general interest. And we have these floaters every now and again, and you hear them. One of those floaters is the one said by Mo Ibrahim, the popular philanthropist. Okay, now, he said some things in this voice note that we always play to you. I want you to look at this very critically. I want you to look at this very critically, you know, from your point of view, and analyze this, your understanding of what he said. We're going to play it right now. Then we'll get the conversation going. I'll break it down once you've heard it. So you can, if I tell you the angles now, you may be wondering what I'm talking about. But listen to the voice note. Then when we come back, you tell me exactly your position on this voice note. Take a listen.
This is the voice note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This continent is continent of young people. Half of our people here are below 20 years old. Yes? Look at the average age of our presidents. It's about 63, 64 years old. We're the only continent in the world where we have presidents at 90 years old starting new terms. I mean, you guys are crazy or what? We've seen people in wheelchairs, you know, unable to raise hands to standing for elections. This is a joke. Yes, you are right to laugh because the whole world is laughing at us. I always say, I mean, you look around you. You look, United States, an economy of $15-16 trillion. We, all of Africa, are less than $1 trillion. This is a $15-16 trillion economy, right? The most important country in the world, like it or not. Obama, who's happy to be half African anyway, become president when he's 46, 47 years old. He's president. If Obama was in Kenya, what he will be doing now? He will be driving a bus maybe. Yeah? Really? And he's not the youngest president. Clinton was younger than him. Clinton became president at 46 years old. Kennedy was 40 years old, 40 odd subsequent years old, and he became president. Why these big countries, much bigger than us, entrust their economies, their nuclear weapons, their oil resources to people who are in their 40s? And we only pick up people at 90 years old to lead us. To lead us where? To the grave?
So we're back, and I'm not alone on the show, by the way. My colleague Abatunde Absalam is here with me, and we'll be getting his perspectives on this conversation. Now, these are the areas that we want to look at. You've heard the voice note. First and foremost, do you agree that Africans, more often than not, elect people that are dying or on their way to their graves in position of, to be very specific, president? Do you have younger people in most African countries? So you have older people in most African countries. In these countries that you have older people there, have there been any economic emancipation in these countries? He spoke about Obama being the president. He spoke about Bill Clinton being the president one time of America. And these people were in their 40s. At some point in our history as well, we've had younger people. The current president was quite young, you know, when he was military head of state, when he came in. And you can say that for a couple of other people, but that's not the situation right now. And when you talk about the sit-tight syndrome in leadership, you find that more on the continent of Africa. You don't find that, you know, in civilized or well-developed democracies, well-groomed democracies. Is this now, does this equate to development? Does this equate to prosperity? Does this equate to justice and you know, equal wealth distribution of their people? That's the conversation we want to have. According to Mo Ibrahim, why do African countries always elect older people? Why is it that the future is never ready for the so-called future leaders? Tunde, what do you think?
Sherif, I remember coming to your office to tell you about this voice note.
Yeah.
Because I just, whenever I listen to it, just, you know, raised a lot of red flags for me.
Yeah.
Because again, I mean, just like you mentioned in your intro, I mean, we've had younger people rule this country. We've had, now we more or less have older people ruling the country. And what has
you mean
changed?
The same people?
Exactly.
The same younger people at that time.
At the time, now yeah. They are the older ones, they are the one ruling. And I mean, when people want to talk about, when people want to talk about democracy and give examples, they're always quick to mention the United States, you know. And I mean, the last two presidents of the United States, Trump was in his 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, Biden is, I think, in his 80s at the moment. So you'd see that, I mean, it's not about, I mean, for me, as far as I'm concerned, those are distractions.
Yeah.
Because in a country like Nigeria, where there's so much, you know, inequality, there's so much poverty. I mean, we are the poverty capital of the world. You know, what we should care about is the policies whoever wants to lead us brings to the table. You know, because we are trying to equalize opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, for in the country, we're trying to equalize opportunities in the country. So what we should care about is the policies. For me,
not the age of the president.
Age, because for me, I can place that side by side with, you know, the tribal sentiment or the religious sentiment.
Yeah. Age discrimination.
Exactly. I could place it side by side with those two, because I mean, those are just distractions. It doesn't matter. We've had Christian rule the country. We've had Muslims rule the country.
True.
We've had, you know, people from different tribes rule the country, and we are still at the same bus stop. So you see, it's not about all of those. All of those are just distractions,
okay.
You know, and those are distractions that the politicians use, you know, to distract us.
In other words, capacity is what we should focus
on,
not the age.
Exactly. Because the same speaker who said that Obama was young. I would love to hear what he would say now. I mean, Trump and Biden are the last two presidents of the United States. I would love to hear what he would say. So it's really not about, I mean, the age per se. So long the policies are sound, so long the person is sound, why not?
Do you think a lot of other things actually come with the issue of age being a very strong criterion for being a president? The reason is this, like, do you, in a country like Nigeria, are we peculiar in terms of we need someone who is hands-on, you need someone who is fit enough, we need someone who you can rely on and say that, look, this guy is agile. If anything happens in this part of the country, he's there before you know it. He's not sending anybody. Because no matter how much we want to play down the influence, the presence of the commander-in-chief in any situation, it goes a long way when people see their president. You saw what Vice President Oshibajo did. Mm-hmm. When he was in charge, it was practically everywhere.
Yeah,
it was. Should that count?
I mean, of course, it should count. But again, like I said, I mean, in this country, I've figured that we like doing the same thing over and over again. I mean, like you said, we've had young presidents.
Yes, we have.
We've tried it. Did it work? No, it didn't work. So you can tell from evidences in front of us, you can tell that it's not really about the age.
It's not about the age.
It's not about the age. You could be young, Oliver. I mean, we have like one of the youngest governors in Lagos in Kogi State.
Hmm. What has changed?
What has changed really? In Kogi State? I mean, I served in Kogi State while I was governor. When you just got in as the governor, nothing really changed. So at the end of the day, you find out that we've had all of these things, you know. So what happened mostly is that, you know, they say, okay, young, now all of us, okay, let's agree and we vote for a young person. Now the young person gets to do what they've always been doing. Mm. And then the next election cycle, we tell ourselves, okay, it's about, I think we should start looking for strong men. And, these are the structure. Every election cycle, more or less in Africa, you hear narrative like we need strong men, we don't need all of that.
Yeah, so age is not a fundamental when it comes to...
What we should focus on is that in the 4 years or 8 years you'll be the president of this country, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Those are the, you know...
His plans, his vision
exactly,
for the country,
those are not the age.
Not,
those are the important things. Of course, the person have to be healthy. Of course, the person have to be healthy. The person's mind have to be sound. Of course, you know. But like I said, the most important thing...
Mm.
The most important thing, the thing that will actually, you know, change our lives are the policies.
So you think Mo Ibrahim missed it on this one?
I think so. I think so.
Let's hear from people then. Let's hear from Lagos. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Do you agree with Mo Ibrahim or you agree with my colleague, Watunde Abisalam? Who do you agree with? If you want me to play the voice note again, of course, just indicate and I will play so you can hear the voice note again. Please keep your contribution straight to the point so we can actually get your point. Thank you. Let's start with this caller. Good morning to you. Good morning. Morning. We can't hear anything. I'm sorry. We're just hearing shh. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. This is Boyes and calling from Afro Media.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Honestly, I totally disagree with your man there. What the message has been, according to the man, what do you call him, Mo Ibrahim, we've been talking about that. It is very, very true that in Africa, especially in Nigeria, we keep on recycling, and no good result as we speak. So I agree with him. The moment we change our narrative and vote those who are eager, those who are younger, those who are competent, the better we'll see results.
You think older people are not competent or cannot be seen as competent?
My dear brother, from what we've seen so far,
hitherto,
the older people are not making, they're not getting it at all.
Okay.
So I'm trying to... I stand to be corrected.
Okay.
But I know that by the time we have younger people, things will work differently in this country.
Let's get out of it. Mr. Boyson, thank you. Rita is here. Let's speak with Rita and hear her opinion. Good morning to you, Rita. Good morning.
I agree with Mo Ibrahim, seriously. Okay. Because you are talking of the age. Fine. Though we said in the US now we have about 70 or 80 years. But talk about the health.
Okay.
We don't have a good health facility in Nigeria. When it comes to health, they will travel out and go and use their facility over there. So why are you not doing it over here? So them, because they are old now, if they have it, they make use of their country. So they don't have issue with it. So we really need good young people who are also sound mentally and otherwise. Sheriff, but these old people, seriously, I don't like the idea. And you going, you've ruled Nigeria once before, and you're still coming back again that it's your turn. Sheriff, come on. Let's allow other people. Nigeria is not meant for some particular set of people.
Okay. Recycling of
old
people.
It's true.
Okay. All right.
So allow everybody come, do, and you go. Let's see the difference. We just want Nigeria to move forward.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Prince Adeyinka is in Saudi Arabia. Let's hear his thoughts. Prince, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
All right. I blatantly disagree with your guys over there in the studio.
Okay.
And I agree with Mo Ibrahim. Okay. Because, let's say, Nesta Robert Bob Marley says, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. This, in Africa, this mental slavery has been our major issue, major problem. Like your last caller says, we tend to say, oh, Baba one, Inya one, Eja file from Kinekan, respect. Respect is not what health facility is not going to hit. Respect is not what educational facility is going to hit. In Africa, we've seen it all over, across all the countries in Africa. We've seen them. They are incapacity. They are not incapacity to rule a nation. In other countries, Western countries, they have laws that guides the president, either old or young, from doing what is not right. But in Nigeria, we have the law, but we refuse to follow the law. We refuse to follow. It's not that we don't have the law. We have the laws there, but there's no other institution that can force the president, either being old or young, from applying or following the rules of law. So I totally agree with Mo Ibrahim. And every time you play those jingle, on Jamila Ajani, every time I'm listening to it. Honestly, have a nice day, Sherry.
Prince, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's speak with Christopher. After Christopher, we have Ike waiting on Skype. Christopher, good morning to you.
Yeah, Chief Quadri, morning, sir. Morning to our guest. Chief Quadri, I disagree with our guest. I agree with Mo Ibrahim.
Okay.
In Nigerian context, I'm telling you, my brother, this thing is getting out of hand. And if continue this way,
you don't think we can...
always make excuses.
You don't think...
we hear the truth.
Chris, can you hear me?
Bad or false.
Can you hear me?
The man has...
Can't hear me.
Mo Ibrahim guy. So all this soft landing you are giving to whoever or whatever now, wrong. Tell me about Kogi or whatever. No. In case of presidency, I agree with Mo Ibrahim. Thank you, Chief Quadri.
All right, then. I'm going to jump on this call. Let's speak with Joy. After Joy, I'll come back to you, Tunde. Joy, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello. Thank you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
I disagree with your guest also. Oh, God. That voice note that you have been playing for me,
yeah,
I'll be thinking about it. Say, when are you going to discuss about this issue? I was telling my daughter. So, as you just said, you are going to talk about it. I say, thank you. Please. We don't need those people. They are not doing us well at all. Those Americans you are appointing, they cannot misbehave. If they misbehave, they will go inside. They will sentence them. Mm. But here is not like that.
Okay.
How can we be these people like we are turning Amala, turning them since all these years? We don't need them. Kogi governor that you are talking about, you remember who brought that man to power? It's the old man that pollutes that man. He learned from them. So we need new people that is not under these people. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you. Ike, please give me a moment. Let me quickly get reactions from today.
Let me start from the last call. I mean, she more or less, you know, made a point I was going to make.
I saw that you were shaking your head.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, like I said, we've had, I mean, this is Nigeria where we've had politicians who hasn't, you know, done justice to their own end of the bargain when it comes to, you know, ruling the country. And we've seen how they change, you know, from one spot to the other every time when election cycle comes. You see them moving from one party to the other. You see them, I mean, some people dropped what's it called, the military uniform and they took on Agbada. You know, Nigerian politicians would literally do just about anything, you know, to get into power. And I mean, from this last election, you would notice, and not just this last election, you notice that whenever, you know, you are running for the presidency in Nigeria, you need to some sort of, you know, go pay homage. You know,
there are some certain individuals that you have to pay visit. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And in this last election, I mean, the youngest candidate had, you know, one of them as more or less is Pali.
Yeah,
you know, dropping, you know, open letters and you know, you get so at the end of the day, what you are doing is that when you pay attention. So again, I'm not making a case for the older people or making a case for the younger people. I'm saying these things are distractions because I mean, you for example, this, like I said, this last election, the youngest person on the ballot, I mean, the top three, the youngest person of the top three had one of them, which is, I mean, the
still part of the old bloc. Yeah,
exactly. So what that means in a democracy that like Nigeria is that the younger ones in these political parties gets the blessings of the same older ones that we don't want, get their blessings and push them forward.
So in other words, the older people, whether we like it or not, exactly, you want the older people will still have a say.
Exactly, you want younger people, have no problem. No problem. So they
we'll give you the younger people,
and then they keep doing exactly the same things they've been doing. So I'm saying again, like I said, I'm not making a case for the younger people.
I see your reason.
Older people. I'm saying that. I mean, if we analyze Nigerian politicians, they will do just about anything to get power.
If it if it comes to it, like people insist on younger people, they will give you the young person, and they will still do whatever they have to do.
Exactly, because like, again, evidence is in Nigeria shows that once you want to run for president, I mean, Yar'Adua was a bit younger.
Yeah,
he still had the blessings of the older ones. Mm. You know, so I mean, that's just what happens. They just look for the younger persons, among them, and push them forward, and then the status quo continues.
Mm.
So that's what I'm saying. So if you are so fixated into it has to be a younger person, or it has to be someone from this age, that is, you are distracting yourself. What you should be focusing on is that what is this person bringing to the table. And I said again, like, of course the person have to be healthy.
Okay.
Trump was 70 while he was president. Biden is 80 at the moment. They are healthy. They are sound. You get so. Of course, the person have to be healthy. The person have to be sound.
Mm.
But what I'm saying is, these things are distractions.
It shouldn't matter.
Shouldn't matter. We should focus. We shouldn't drop the ball. We should focus.
Quick one. Just to ask this. I don't know why he was. See all the lights. They're coming for your neck. Almost see all the lights. Okay, so I wanted to ask, right? Is it also a distraction to not look at the age factor, but then to look at the system, institution, to look at strengthening the institution as against the age factor?
I was hoping you'd get there.
Yeah,
I was hoping you'd get there because, again, I mean, in a country like Nigeria, where you know, I mean, Nigeria is the poverty capital of the world.
Mm.
And if you analyze Nigeria's poverty, you would figure that it's absolutely man-made, you know, and it's because of the social inequality that we've had, I mean, probably since 1999, you know. So these things have created.
Just hold that thought. When we return, we'll talk about systems as against to take priority against age. We'll take this break. When we return, Lagos, calm down. We are not fighting, we are not quarreling, we're just having a conversation. We'll be back in a moment. Waiting to share their thoughts on our conversation this morning. Well, today, before the break, we're talking about whether we are actually even focusing on the wrong thing. Perhaps the institution, the system, should be everybody's focus.
I mean, absolutely, the institution should be everybody's focus because, again, I mean, this is Nigeria. I mean, some of the callers said I was using America's example of Biden and Trump, that they have institutions to hold them accountable. So, I mean, I can say that with Nigeria, because if you say that we don't have institutions, you know, to hold these older people accountable when they, you know, when they do what they like. Mm. I mean, the younger person coming in is also coming into the same system.
Yeah.
And the younger person coming in isn't changing the institutions. You know, so when the younger person also tries to do whatever he likes, who is going to hold the person accountable?
Mm.
So that's why I said again, like, what we should be looking at is the first things first for a country like Nigeria is that you need to build institutions where, you know, the power between, you know, the people and the government is equalized. Because what we have currently is that the government has so much power, they could literally do anything and get away with it. So whoever gets to that system,
so it doesn't
has
matter
that
the
power.
Age of the person that's there.
So
the
what we are
do anything.
Exactly. So what we are left with is the benevolence of whoever gets there. If the person has goodwill and the person seems benevolent, you know. But the problem is that the power dynamics between the people and the government is imbalanced because the government has so much institutionalized power that they can literally do anything and get away with it. Nobody's going to hold them accountable. So if you're talking about building strong institutions, then maybe our first, you know, our next bus stop is to first of all look at changing the current system that we have.
If we're to situate this as to who is more likely to engender strong institution between the old and the new and the young politicians, who would you say?
Again, you are leaving it to the benevolent of these people. But I mean, it's a social contract, Sheriff. It's a social contract. It's so the government and the people, it's a social contract. So the contract dictates how each party moves. Not, you know, not saying, okay, let's leave it to this younger, let's see how. No, you build this, the contract, and then that contract dictates how both sides moves.
Right.
That's how it should be. And we don't have that at the moment. We don't have, because you need, again, like I said, I mean, generally speaking, every relationship has, you know, some sort of power dynamics, you know. And in every cases of abuse, you find out that the abuser always have more power than the person being abused. You know, oftentimes institutionalized power. You know, so and that's the case we have on our hands. So irrespective of who gets into the system, the person already has the power. So now it's now left to the person's benevolence to, you know, use it or not use it. So, and we can't have a sustainable country. We can't have a developed country doing that, leaving our faith to the benevolence or the goodwill of candidates. We need a social contract that's strong enough. And I like that the caller raised it. Maybe that's our first bus stop. Maybe we should first of all not even talk about, you know, we want the younger person or we want an older person. Maybe what we should be talking about right now is that, okay, we have a structure where the power dynamic is imbalanced. Maybe we should try and do that.
Okay. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Come on. Let's hear what you've decided to share on this particular conversation. Comrade Ima Uche says, I totally agree with your guest. It has to be based on competence and capabilities. Yes, age should not be a factor, but then we need a balance between age and competence. In the same USA, a 74-year-old is in power and still running for a second term and still doing very fine. In Saudi Arabia, we have an old leader there, and they are doing very well as well. But to agree with Mo Ibrahim on African old leaders, it is the rate in Africa that has to be considered. It is becoming a norm for the aged to occupy the presidency in most African countries. We need balance, but most importantly, capacity, competence, and credibility has to get the upper hand. As Comrade Emmanuel Uchechukwu here in Lagos, who dropped that on our live stream on Facebook. Ideally says, I'm in support of your guest. It's never about age, it's about the person. The crop of new generation Nigeria has now would be worse. They are more dangerous than even the old men. He's saying that even the younger ones now will likely be more dangerous than the older generation.
Yeah.
He says mentorship is dead in Nigeria. Money is now God amongst our youths, and you're saying you want to give them power. Where is the character, please? We're saying because once you are young, the person will perform. Fashola joined politics young, and he delivers. Tell me how else that has that vibes now. Okay. He said drugs and women has finished them all. Is this person an old man? He's entering the young people. Okay, thank you. Let's stop there. You're entering them too much. Frank is joining us on Skype. Let's take Frank. After Frank, we'll go to the telephone. Frank, hi. Good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Nice t-shirt. Yeah, good morning. Nice t-shirt.
What's my t-shirt doing with this conversation?
Your shirt is fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. Flower shirt. My about today, I was. That's what your guest. Am I right? Baba, you don't show love. Bro. You don't show love to me, you too. Change up for us.
I'll make me the focus. Okay, yeah.
If I will argue with you this way, I think like, you've made your point, which I get. It's more about competence. And Sheriff asked you a very important question. Okay, we've accepted that we need to build institutions. And when I hear build, I think about the young mind to build. My argument, the question I have for you is this. Haven't we tried one thing over and over, like these old guys? Don't you think it's going to be a good idea to do something else? Like they say, if you keep doing the same thing and expect the same results, it's madness or stupidity. We've been trying the same thing. You mentioned Yar'Adua. He was quite not old, but he was not competent. So can't you see the it's relative? old and incompetent, and it is not a good idea, an idea to like try something else. It's a question I have for you. That's number one. Keep that in one hand. Now, number two, I don't like, you know, mixing apples and oranges. You know, when you keep doing the Western stuff, US, and you mentioned Joe Biden and the whole stuff, you, like you said, that country is structured. And if I would say it, please, Joe Biden is even being criticized. I think Trump called him Sloppy Joe because of his age. Even though Trump is old, but he feels that Biden is older than him. So to an extent, they even still use it over there. The American people still say, oh, these guys are too old. Want to try something new. Therefore, we that have a country to build, underlined, build, we need to build. Don't you think we should try something new? It's just those two questions I have for you.
Okay.
And show love, bro.
Guy, don't come on the going, Joe. Today.
So I'll start from the, I think the first question was, why not try something new?
Yeah.
And again, like I said, in a country like Nigeria where, you know, where all hands have to be on deck to build the country, because we are, I mean, this is the poverty capital of the world, Sheriff. Mm-hmm. Those are actual human beings in multidimensional poverty.
Right.
You know, that's probably one of the worst, being a Nigerian is probably one of the worst human experience on the planet. You know, so you can't believe in your faith to let's just try it. We've been doing let's just try it. I'm talking about building the country. You mentioned earlier when Nigeria got independence, the crop of the people who, you know, took charge of the country for the first, you know, 20 years or thereabout,
were all young people.
That was the point where they should have built the country, but we saw what happened.
They were young enough to have wanted an independent country.
Exactly. Because again, that's why it takes us back to the system. It's because the way the system was structured at the time gives you so much power. Of course, you would want to use those. So that's what I'm saying. Like, now we are trying to reinvent the wheel. Like, you know, we've done this thing before. We've had younger people take charge of the country. Even when the country just started, we've had younger people take charge of the country and see where we are. So I'm saying, like, we should focus on the things that actually.
So how about this argument that the younger people of then are still the same now? So they,
Sheriff,
perhaps they don't know any better. Maybe the younger people of now,
Sheriff,
know better.
I'll give you an example. I attended the University of Lagos, and I mean, while I was on campus, we didn't really have student union. But we had like faculty associations. Okay. And at some point, I was part of the electoral committee for the faculty elections. And Sheriff, these are young people, like young university students.
Of course.
That should know better.
Yeah.
Sheriff, people go as far as going to Bariga, Shumolu to print, you know, extra dockets just to come to faculty and give other people in other faculty to come vote for them. That's the reality in a lot of the universities, even at that level.
Like corruption is...
Of faculty of how many students, school of how many students. Even at that level, you could see what these younger people are doing. And then at some point, student union was brought back. I was part of like the sport committee for a while. And I could see what these guys do.
So when we say younger people,
When I started in Kogi State, in Polytechnic of Ida, I mean, the sports guy there was my friend at the time. And I remember when he was leaving office, and then some other people literally brought money to him. These are younger people. And now these young people who then leave university and then become, you know, politicians. And then, again, we can't believe in our fate to... chances. Let's try it. We've been doing that all along. Let's focus on the things that actually matter. And what matters is the social contract between the people and the government. Let's structure it in a way, you know, where it balances out the power between the people and the government, so that whatever is there, no matter how terrible you think you are, you just can't do whatever you like.
Yeah, the system is strong enough.
Exactly, because the system isn't strong enough, and that's why we have problems on our hands.
Okay. Let's hear a few more calls, huh? Let's hear a few more calls. Good morning to you. That call has dropped. Take another one. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please. We can hear you.
I'm on to share.
Yes, you're live on the radio now.
Okay. Mecca is my name from Satellite.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yes, I've been listening to your guest in the studio there, and I wouldn't say I agree nor disagree with him. But the angle I want to look at this conversation is this. The systems we have in place now, the structures we have in place, who put them there? Who have weakened those systems or the structures that has made it impossible for anybody coming on board to thrive and succeed? Is it not the older generation of people? These are the same set of people that have been around the corridors of power. Hitherto, they are still there. People who have established a structure, an establishment, a system of criminality, corruption. And without dismantling this establishment or the system in place, we're not going anywhere. And like Azul, somebody who called in, yeah, I think it's Azul that said that we cannot keep doing the same thing over and over again. With the same set of people expecting different results. I agree it should be all about capacity and capability, not about age. But let's think about it. The older generation, ever since they've been in power, what have they brought on board? Look at our institution. They can't even function effectively. They've been weakened. They're now moribund. Please, we need a paradigm shift. We need to do something different. I agree with Mo Ibrahim. These people cannot be leaving us in the grave. Thank you.
Thank you, Emeka. Thanks for calling me. Let's take another one. Good morning to you. Oh, we lost that call. Here's another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, I think I tend to disagree with your guest there.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's giving you an example with Biden age and the Trump age. If you go to US, they have an institution. The institution works. Even if you put a 28-year-old person there, the institution works. The police know what to do. The aides know what to do. The aides don't look at the body language of a president. But here, the police must look at the body language of the president. If the president is old and sluggish, automatically the aides, the institutions, everything will be sluggish and very slow because our own institution here is mostly based on the president who is in charge. Like what happened in Adamawa, police cannot do anything because they are still looking at the body language of the president. The AGF, that they cannot do anything because they're speaking at the body language of the president. So we need a younger person that can move this country forward. That means that will be almost everywhere at the same time.
Right.
Fashola was able to do well in Lagos because he was young. Yeah, Fashola was almost everywhere, inspecting his age, inspecting what's happening there.
Thank you, my friend.
And that if any old person can do it.
Thank you.
Just as you are now, you are much younger. There are some things, there are some tasks you can do and do it comfortably. But your grandfather, there's some tasks here he cannot do without somebody helping him. So that's
Thank
why we
you.
Need somebody that can take up this country and make it right. But these other people, I don't think we make a difference with them. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Tunde, I'll come to you to react to what he said. But I just need to correct something that, you know, Tunde did not mention America and everything. You know, that was mentioned inside the yeah. voice note, and yeah. he needed to react to what was said in the voice note, just so we're clear. I seem to be making the same point that you've been making all
exactly.
along about
that's,
institution.
That's exactly what I wanted to say. I mean, people have been calling and been talking about institution. Then yeah. I want to put the question to you. So what's more important?
Yeah.
The age of
the age
candidate
or the institution?
Or the institution. So why are we talking about the age? We've more or less agreed
yeah.
that the institutions are the problem. So why are we talking about the age? Because again, like I said, I mean, they mentioned Fashola. Fashola was the governor, then came, you know,
Ambode,
then came Sanwo-Olu.
And you could see the difference, have you?
I mean, again, like I said, it's not what I'm trying to. My point is, it's
I mean,
not,
these
it's
are
not,
all young people.
Exactly, these are not.
Yeah?
These are all
and
young
then
people.
The administration panned out differently.
Differently, panned out differently. So we are leaving our fate to how good the person. No, it should be the institution holding them accountable, not their benevolence. Like, okay, I'm young. Let me just do this. No, because Ambode is young, Fashola is young, was young when he was the governor. Sanwo-Olu is young. Ambode administration, you know, panned out differently.
Yeah.
So again, like I said, we are not focusing on the things that we should focus on.
I like that we're having this conversation, really. I think it wakes us up. I think it makes us have the real debate, which I was hoping that we'll have more time. But let's see as much as we can go. We have less than, and we've not even taken messages on Facebook and on YouTube. We have messages here waiting. Kende, look, you're going to have to wait because we have messages, plenty one of there. Let's start from YouTube. Blair says, I agree with Mo Ibrahim and disagree with your colleague. No matter how great your policy is, you need to be hale and hearty to execute it or be alert enough to select a team that can deliver. I think you said that as well.
Exactly.
Let's jump Blair's message. Let's take this one from Agbola. Agbola says, the man in the studio is very correct. Democracy should be about a working system as it is practiced by the inventors of democracy. Americans knew and believe they have qualified old and young people. That's Agbola Gbenga who dropped that on YouTube. Daniel is also here on YouTube. And Daniel says, I'd rather have a young, competent person than an old, competent person. Old guys are resistant to change. Competency is key. However, a younger person would innovate better than an older person. Let's stop there. Let's go to Facebook. We've got some comments here on Facebook. Let me quickly get that out. Okay, so we're here. Bishop says, institution without consequences can't be said to exist. They are toothless and like cancer that spread to affect all strata of the country. The old guys know, you know, how to weaken the institution to their advantage. Tell your guests to recognize that. Then the conversation will change. What do you say to that?
He said the
old guys know how to weaken the institution.
Again, the younger person is coming to meet the same institution.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, the way the institution, how are the institutions structured? You know, these are the most important, you know, things to look at. How are the institutions structured? If the institution is not strong enough, of course it will be weakened. You know, of course it will be weakened. Anybody can come in and weaken it. And again, like I said, we act like this is Nigeria, for God's sake. We've had younger people. We've had younger people be president.
It's not that we've not done this before. We've done it before.
So why are we hell-bent on, you know, more or less doing it again? And then when that fails again, we then move again to the other side. When that fails again, we then move. I mean, like I said earlier, we've kind of agreed that the institutions are the problem. So that should be our conversation. And that's why a lot of people, you know, some years back, up until now, talked about, you know, restructuring, how important restructuring is, because the current structure hasn't favored us in any way. So maybe how about we restructure? How about, I mean, all the players...
Which is part of the institution amendment and
exactly,
all of those things.
Exactly. How about the political players come together and say, you know what, let's restructure this.
Tunde, we have to go. Tunde will be back next Tuesday because we're bringing back Plo Lumumba's voice note as well. He has an angle to that voice note and we'll be having that conversation with him. Thank you all for being a part of this. Tunde, thank you for coming around.
It's a pleasure.
I'm Sharif Quadri. Thank you for being a part of the show today. We'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.
It makes sense. No minimum deposit. Small money. That's all I had to start. And quick.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.